Hello. Welcome to Health Help's prior authorization program. Please listen carefully as our menu items have changed. Press or say 1 to know. You have selected check status. Please say or enter the member ID followed by the pound sign. Please. The member ID entered is 48525287000. Thanks for confirming the member ID. Please enter your date of birth in MMDDYYY. The date of birth entered by you is November 24, 1942. Press 1 or say. Thanks for confirming the date of birth. Dear Louise Nolan, transaction for your case 70553 requested on August 20th, 2025 is withdrawn or canceled. Your case 70553 requested on August 8th, 2025 is approved with authorization number QR46808178. To repeat this status, press or say 1. To end this call, press 2 or say goodbye. Please hold for a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling. The call will be monitored for quality and training purposes. Please hold for the next available representative.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. My name is Laura, your claim service representative. How may I assist you today?
Hello, hi, my name is Susie and the last name initial is A as in Alpha. I'm calling from provider's office and I just wanted to change the authorization location.
Yeah, most definitely. And what was the direct callback number for you as well?
Yeah, 518-414-3011.
Thank you. And you said you're calling from the ordering physician or the facility?
I'm calling from provider's office, ordering physician.
Okay, thank you. And what was the authorization number whenever you're ready?
Yeah. The authorization number is Q as in Queen, R as in Romeo, 4680-8178.
Thank you. And here we go. What was this member's name and date of birth?
Yeah, the patient's name is Louise Nolan and the date of birth is November 24, 1942.
Thank you. And okay, and then for the procedure 70553, ordering Dr. Mackenzie Evangelist,
yes,
would be facility Albany Medical Center South Clinical Campus, but you said we're updating that, correct?
Yes. The updation to Image Care Lantham.
Okay, thank you. And what was the MPI number for the facility or the tax ID?
Just a second.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the tax ID is 141-660-131.
Thank you. Let me locate it. And what was the address?
Yeah, 711 Troy, SCHEMECTADY Road, 114 Lantham, New York. Zip code is 12110.
Thank you. Let me see. Let me double check. Oh, what was the MPI number?
Yeah, the NPI number is 19220483 70.
Thank you, and let me see.
If 711 Troy is not pop up for this NPI?
So for this NPI, it's coming up showing that it's out of network. So we would have to submit a new authorization to request out-of-network waiver for the member.
Okay, so could you please withdraw this request?
So I can definitely document the case. Currently for CDPHP, we're not able to withdraw the request at this time. We're only able to document that it will no longer be used, but I can definitely document it real quick. Let me see.
If there is any Lantham, just a second, let me ask to my mentor and then I'll talk to you. Just 1 second, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
If there is a 6 Wellness Lantham is address is there, please could you please initiate on that 6?
Let me see.
If I provided you the tax ID and NPI, correct? If there is any. If there is any 6 Wellness address, could you please find?
Yeah, let me see if I can find a 6 Wellness. Let me see. Sorry, I'm trying to find it. Sorry, I'm trying to see. Sorry, I'm trying to check in the system.
Yeah, if any Lantham address is there.
Let me see. Yeah, because I don't see the wellness place. Let me see if I have a different one. Let me see. Okay, so it is coming up that all of the ones in Latham and all the ones with this NPI number are listed as being out of network. So it is showing we would have to start a new authorization to request the facility waiver.
Okay, so you'd in that case you don't have to change that address, okay? And I just wanted to initiate a new request for this case. Am I right?
Yeah, so we would have to initiate a new case.
Yeah, and you don't withdraw this case because Could you just withdraw this case if your side?
Well, because we're no longer able to withdraw cases once they have an authorization number listed.
Okay.
The system no longer allows us to withdraw cases with an authorization number.
So in that case, what can we do then? Should I initiate a new one case for this?
So we can still process a new authorization for the procedure, and it should allow you to still obtain authorization for the new procedure as long as there's not multiple different requests in the system.
Yeah, okay. Okay, thank you so much. Could you please spell your name for me?
Yeah, most definitely. My name is Laura, L-A-U-R-A. Last name initial is going to be F as in Frank.
Yeah, and the call reference number, please.
Yeah, most definitely. Now, we don't have reference numbers per se, but you could take my name. Plus today's date of August 20th, 2025. Mm-hmm. And the time where I currently am right now, it is 12:20 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you can use all of this as reference if needed.
Okay. Thank you so much, Laura. I appreciate your time. Have a great day ahead. Bye-bye.
Cool. You have a great day.